Good afternoon, American Fork. This is Phil Haynes. We are once again together at Nebo. The weather is bad. Hopefully, it doesn't impact your performance too severely. Want to wish you the best of luck. Music performance is a caption. Sure, that's going to be mic'd, and the weather does not allow you to mic it. Yeah, weather's playing havoc on that for intonation. The interplay between the soloists is really very interesting compositionally. Looking forward to hear it with the mics. Nice control being displayed by the ensemble. Yeah, command of the field from a ability to control pulse over a spread formation like this is very demanding. We have minor cases of pulse tear across the field, but generally well done. Okay, as we reach the peak of the crescendo and the mellophones, slight distortion of timbre you're going to want to address so that we don't change it right there. Nice release point. Well developed. Good for you. Nice sense of control being displayed. Again, ability to control the ensemble with such a spread formation is noted. And taking the melody and spreading it across the field, again, demanding from a technical standpoint to put it together. Minor anticipation error, minor issues of timing were noted, particularly, now I lost it. Tube entrance, wasn't it? The entrance before the tubas. Yeah, the level of artistry being displayed in this section is not what you're going to want it eventually. It's a little heavy-handed. I want to lighten it up so it's a little more authentic to the stylistic requirements of the idiom. Yeah, well done. Yeah, as we sustain the... The pass out between across the woodwinds was well done. As we extended the phrase before it, make sure the mellophones are aware of pitch responsibilities all the way to the end of the phrase. Recognize the challenge of the multiple responsibilities within the trumpet section being displayed at this point. Yeah, well done. The trade off into the woodwinds, well done as well. And the ability to control vertical alignment across the field, again noted. Real strong point, good for you.
Yeah, so if you're going to do that big snare drum, the gunshot, you've got to make sure some time to go with
it. Yeah, obviously you can hear that. That section with the mellophones and the extended step size is causing you some issues, and it doesn't really need to be that prominent. Musically, it's a supporting line, and you're making it more prominent than it needs to be and exposing intonation and timbre issues with it as well. Make sure the tenors do not obscure the woodwinds in that phrase. Again, appreciate that we're able to really, for the most part, seamlessly transfer the melody across the field successfully. It's very impressive. Yeah, note length, bit of an issue on those last two isolated impacts into one phrase in the note in the middle. Yeah, I appreciate the rhythmic interplay at the end. Obviously, that's a section you're going to integrate with a little bit more body. Not my caption, that's effect, but section that obviously has room for growth there.
Again, I think we can shake these phrases a little more a bit. It's not kind of really melodic. You know, crescendo and make crescendo. You may think that you're doing it where I'm sitting.
Yeah, I think we could do something more musically with that use of the backfield there. Yeah, I would love to hear this with the electronics so that I get the idea of the balance you're looking for. Is that timbre of the soprano sax is a little bit kind of problematic. Yeah, a little more appropriate to the jazz idiom. Obviously, if Rossini didn't ever have a soprano sax, so what would be characteristic of a soprano sax band then? But it's the vibrato I'm talking about, which doesn't seem particularly characteristic to the idiom. Yeah, vertical alignment is now a problem. So definitely, the section you're going to look at. It's not been a problem for a while. Obviously, this section, it becomes more idiomatic. So is there a way to adjust the use of the vibrato so that it is not quite so wide and prominent earlier where you're doing more of a classical base of the show and switch it to here where it definitely works within the jazz section? Yeah, watch the upper intervallic relationships. Make sure we lock in the pitch there. In the trumpet solo. Yeah, so through this section, be careful not to listen into the drum line because there's quite a bit of field coverage, we had some issues with timing it through that section. And since it wasn't a problem early in the show, I suspect that's more of a just problem you haven't gotten to this part of the show yet. Yeah, it's really muddy out there. Runs are dangerous. I mean, literally running is dangerous.